The Guardian.
You're listening to The Guardian's Private View podcast, Adrian Searle's weekly look at major works of contemporary art. This week, Adrian visits the Fact Gallery in Liverpool, where he encounters underwater forests, piles of carpets and a giant apple, all courtesy of an installation by Swiss artist Pippi Lotti Rist.
Hi there. We're laying on a pile of carpets. They're multicoloured and blobby sort of biomorphic shapes. Laying on my back. And on the ceiling is a screen. Same sort of shape, I think, as these carpets. And on the screen is a young woman, moving her hands languorously through water. And the camera, in fact, is underwater. I can see the soles of her feet, and reflected above, refracted through the clear water, is a forest. There are leaves. There is weed. There's this new agey music. This is a work called Gravity Be My Friend. It's new and it's by the Swiss artist Pippi Lotti Rist. All part of her exhibition at FACT, Foundation for Art and Creative Technology in Liverpool. Ah, the leaves. The leaves have gone all red and autumnal. It's fall. I don't really know what to make of this. The story, if there is one, on these two screens, in fact, one that I'm laying underneath and another on the other side of the room, concerns a young woman who I think is called Pepperminta and her brother playing uninhibited, so it says in the program notes, in this aqueous environment. I'm going to get up now and go and lay under the other screen to see if it's more fun over there. The whole room's carpeted. And it's all done in a sort of retro, but knowing, hippie-ish sort of style. It's cool and uncool at the same time. Oh God, a lot of Pepperminta's hair is filling the screen now. And she's walking upside down beside the water, wearing something weirdly glittery and science fiction-ish. How are we supposed to respond, except passively, to the lovely music, the lovely reflections, the sparkly bubbles of water, a birch tree which the camera is now slowly trying to climb towards an effortlessly blue sky? Perhaps you really need to be on drugs. Perhaps I really need to be on drugs to get the most out of this. This autumnal, clear, blue day. Everything a bit super bright. Nothing threatening. Nothing bad happening. Nothing really very interesting happening, that's the problem. Go for another walk, I think. Around this semi-darkened space in my socks. I suppose I could bounce up and down on these carpets, really, but I might interfere with the complicated lens system, which, in fact, the projection comes from the middle of one of these islands of carpets up towards the ceiling. I suppose I'm meant to feel as if I'm underwater too. A little water sprite. But I don't. I can see up between Pepperminta's legs, but she's all in shadow, so I've got no detail. This is the third part of a triptych, this film. I saw part one in Venice. Oh! 5 years ago, where we all laid on our backs in the Church of St. Stai, watching something very similar to this, something lovely and yet unmemorable. The moon is now out on the other screen. Oh, it's gone again. The whole thing is a sort of slightly bewildering collage. A room like this would be good before you see the dentist. It would calm you down. Or perhaps instead of a shrink. Oh, something symbolic is happening. A hand is reaching out for an apple that's bobbing about beneath the water lilies, whose flattened leaves are beginning to fall apart as the temperature drops in the water. The apple is huge now, almost filling the screen. If it fell on me, I might die. Oh, I think I'm going to fall asleep in a minute. The hand has taken the apple. What are those crows doing underwater? You tell me. And here is the unlikely named Pepperminta and her brother, playing with the apple in the water. Is there some kind of incest subtext here? Or is that merely a grubby old art critic's projection on a perfectly innocent autumn dip? Maybe it's all a rite of passage. Oh, falling asleep now, really am. Wake me when it's over.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.